Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
This is Open House across Australia. It's great to have your company tonight. The news out of Zimbabwe has been anything but good in recent years. We've heard of a country in ruins, an unpopular government, violence, oppression, and according to a UNICEF report this time last year, around 78% of the population is, quote, absolutely poor. More than half of the population, about 55%, is below what they call the food poverty line. In other words, every second person, have a listen to this, every second person can't afford enough basic food to eat. But in the middle of all of this darkness, there is light. One organisation working hard to bring hope to the poor of Zimbabwe is a group called Our Neighbours. They've been working in Bulawayo for 8 years now. And director Martin Barrow is visiting Australia and he joins me in the studio now. Martin, great to see you. Thanks very much for coming to visit us.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me.
I want to go back. You're originally from Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
That's where I grew up.
Just trace the journey from there to Zimbabwe for us.
Yeah, well, I could spend 20 minutes talking about that, but I'll just pick a few highlights. I always had a heart for the poor. I really since God had put that on my heart at an early age. I had a real interest in Africa, and I went and travelled in Africa in 1999. I did some backpacking, and I also did some volunteer work. That, as well as a time where I was really seeking where God would have me serve in the local church in Sydney, was a time where God put people who were homeless and other disadvantaged people really strongly on my heart. Mm. I came back from my trip in 99 and I changed career paths. I was doing corporate finance. I moved into working with the Salvation Army in King's Cross in Sydney and reaching out to people and showing God's love in that environment. And that was an awesome experience, one that I really believe God had as part of my journey. And
So what was it about Africa that captured you?
I think the poverty that's there, and I think the different culture, probably they were the two key things. And when I went there, yes, I loved it. Sure, you have your challenges as well, but when I came back and started working for the Salvation Army, I sensed God was calling me back to Africa, even at that stage. And I went back in end of 2002, early 2003, to Kenya for a brief period and then to Zimbabwe in the middle of 2003. And that's home now. I met my wife there. We're adopting two children. We've got our first biological child. So
wonderful.
That's home now.
Great stuff. Mm. I want to talk about Our Neighbours, of course, but can you paint us a bit of a picture of Zimbabwe at the moment? We've heard of a country in chaos, terrible hunger, disease, in an economy where the money isn't worth the paper it's printed on, what is life like there now?
Yeah, it's tough. Things did change in early 2009 when we had a government of national unity. The years preceding that, probably the decade preceding that, were a period of major decline and collapse, actually. In 2007, 2008, disaster. You got to a period of inflation, a point where inflation was towards the very end, 100% or so per day. Not a situation that you can survive in or that can sustain itself for very long.
So how is that? I mean, it does sound like a ridiculous question to ask, but in practical terms, what does that mean for people in their day-to-day lives?
As soon as you get money, you've got to try and either spend it on something that's actually a tangible good, or you've got to try and convert it to a foreign currency or something like that. What it means in practice is that, for example, government teachers at the government schools, some months, when they were paid in Zimbabwe dollars, they got the equivalent of $5 per month. So you can imagine what that led to.
Yes. Mm. So let's talk about Our Neighbours, your organisation. Yep. It's in Bulawayo. Mm. Tell us about the work that you're doing there. Let's start with the Homes for Children.
Yeah, great. The vision essentially relates very much to the name, that actually we're seeking to show God's love to our neighbours in Bulawayo and around Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Mm. The Homes for Children, the majority of them are what part of the ministry we call Isaiah's Homes of Love. We have a home for babies, and that is specifically a halfway home for predominantly abandoned babies. halfway home in the sense that whilst we want to love them, give them good nutritional care, give them good health care, ultimately the vision for all of those parts of the ministry is family. So we seek to reunite them with family members, predominantly extended family members, where that is an option, where it is appropriate, where it is a good option for the children. If not, we seek to encourage people to foster and ultimately adopt children into their families. The third option is what we call forever family homes. So for children who aren't fostered or adopted or reunited with family by the age of 2.5, or other children that we come across who've been abandoned, who are orphaned, who are in desperately vulnerable situations, the vision is actually for family units within the community. So we seek to find people who have a heart and a vision for being house parents, and a group of people who become like an extended family.
So in a way, they become forever their family.
Exactly. Yes. We want to share that vision, and we want to see have people get on board with that vision. We want to find people that have a similar vision and a heart for family. So we want a situation where house parents actually come on board and say, these are going to be my kids. At 18 years old, I'm not going to say, you finished your secondary schooling, goodbye. It's going to be a relational
family. What golden people. It must be tremendously inspiring to be alongside those people.
It is, and God continues to provide the people for our neighbours ministry in many ways, including house parents, which is great.
Can I just take you back to the little children, the little babies?
Yeah, yeah.
The circumstances under which they are abandoned. Where are they abandoned and why?
Yeah, it varies. The circumstances vary greatly, though predominantly it's in just some remote area. It might be in the bushes. Sometimes it's in quite a public area. Our most recent baby was abandoned not that far from the city centre, near a police station on the side of a road. No witnesses came forward. We don't have any understanding of what happened there, any idea of who the family may be. But he's an adorable little boy who's been with us now for 2 months, called Brandon. He wasn't very well initially, but he's doing much better now.
I was going to say, it must break your heart to see that, and yet to see them taken into, ultimately, hopefully, a family. It must be a wonderful thing to see.
It is. Let me share maybe the final part of that picture, because that is, having seen that, that is why we are so excited. We don't get discouraged. We actually see what God's intention is. Another boy called Caleb, I've been given permission to share about his situation. He was discovered abandoned in bushes, no family members known, nobody came forward. And he lived with us for about 1.5 years. A family came forward. They were from a local church. They heard about the ministry. We're an interdenominational Christian ministry. And somebody who works with us and one of the churches that supports us in Bulawayo, they go to that church. They heard about us. They had such a heart for Caleb, and they were really seeking God about it. They've already got 4 children. So they were not in the easiest financial position. But they just, as they continued to pray about it, they felt God say, this is what I want you to do. So at the end of last year, they took Caleb. He is doing great. If I could show you photos over the air, I would, because it's just a beautiful picture of them as a family. And when you see those children in those families, and you just see them as a child of that family, you see the way that their siblings love them, you see the way that they're not treated as any different from biological children, you see their relationship with their parents, that's when you get a sense for, actually, this is the vision God had. This is how much God loved Caleb, that actually he called us to establish a halfway home for him way back in 2004, so that when he was abandoned in that terrible circumstance, that actually God would have us provide a place that would ultimately lead to him being placed in a family for life.
Yeah. We've got a shot of Caleb on the Open House community Facebook page, so our listeners can share that wonderful story. Tell us briefly about Squatter Camp Outreach.
Yeah, another part of the ministry which we call Our Neighbours, I know that's a little confusing, but is where we actually seek to reach out to the poorest of the poor and assist them in a variety of ways. We have a free lunch twice a week, a free medical clinic, as well as surrounding all of that, working with individuals and families on an individual basis, and seeking to show God's love, ultimately empower them to be able to meet their own needs. For children, it's looking at education so that they can be empowered in that way. And as I mentioned, sharing that we're doing these ministries for God and because of his love, and then providing an opportunity where people would love to get to know more about God, to actually grow in that understanding, and we disciple them through that.
And amongst these people, the scourge of HIV is just everywhere, isn't it?
Massive. The lady who leads our clinic estimates that 90 to 95% of the people that we assist, and we do assess people, so we can't assist everyone because there is no free medical health care and definitely no free medication in Zimbabwe. And so we need to assist the poorest of the poor. She would say 90 to 95% are HIV positive. You mentioned before the squatter camps. Unfortunately, the circumstances have led many people to live in squatter camps where they can't afford rent, they don't have any other options. They're in a difficult circumstance. In 2005, probably 90%+ of all the squatter camps in the country were demolished. That's the sort of predicament they have sometimes hanging over their heads. And God led us to a community in Trenance where there's about 400 families living in two squatter camps. And I sense he's got big things for us to do with those people. We want to get alongside them and assist them. We don't want to come in and say, this is what you guys should do. We don't want to come in and say, we've got the answers. I happen to be from Australia, but the other staff are Zimbabwean. We're a local organisation with very strong Australian links.
Yes.
But we want to see what they want with their lives, and then we want to assist them to achieve that, to move from the circumstances they're in, so that they can actually have a great life going forward.
Mm.
One of those ways, we're actually moving the school that we helped establish. It'll be coming under another partnership going forward with our full blessing and support. And there's going to be a school for the most vulnerable children in that community. The other thing is there's a local church is actually assisting people to learn farming, and a really great farming methodology called Farming God's Way. And we're looking at coming alongside of them, and where people have shown commitment to that, have learnt the skills, where they desire then to be resettled in an area where they can look after themselves through sustainable farming, we're desiring that we can assist them to do that.
Yes.
Again, with it being led by them and us just coming along board and seeing how God would have us assist.
I'm wondering if as you help them in so many ways, are there ways in which they ever ask you, why do you do this? And does that become a matter of faith for them?
Yeah, it does. Many people have shared with us how just the love that they've received, the assistance that they've received has been something that has been incredible for them, how it has shown them something of God. And people have wanted to respond to that. So, we've had great favour, both with the people that we're seeking to assist and also within the local community, which is awesome.
I'm speaking with Martin Barrow, the director of Our Neighbours Ministry in Zimbabwe, an amazing ministry. I want you to tell us about the soup kitchen. There are some pictures on your website of people singing and dancing after lunch. That almost seems like a church service.
Yeah, it is. we have a free lunch twice a week, which we call the soup kitchen.
How many people do you get along?
About 120 on average, and we desire to actually provide a good meal. So often we'll put meat in whenever we can. That's something that most people we're assisting wouldn't be able to put into their diet. And then we want to say we're doing this because of God's love, and give people an opportunity to meet then in like a home church where they fellowship together, they learn about God, they worship, where they're valued, yes. Where they have a chance to share testimonies, to share prayer needs. Often the people we're reaching out to, unfortunately, we still live in an imperfect world, and often the people we're reaching out to struggle to go to other churches. It may be that they would not be accepted, or they may not feel that they have enough self-worth,
yes,
to be able to go themselves.
Still a big leap, isn't it?
It is. And so we haven't felt God calling us to be a church, but we desire to be a link. We desire that to be like a home church, and we encourage people to become part of a local church and a local church community.
Yes, truly good works. I want to ask you about the tough days.
Yep.
What's a tough day for you? Because I'm sure something like this, as inspiring and as wonderful and life-changing as it is, it has the tough days for you.
Yeah, it does. And God's leading us, and we see his hand, which is just awesome. And that's what continues to uphold us and strengthen us. And but we're all still humans, hey? And yes. One of the sayings I remind myself and others sometimes is that wherever there's people, there's problems. So we're not immune to that. Sometimes there are challenges within the context we're working with, some of the departments we're working with. Sometimes there are problems within the ministry team as well. Sometimes there are challenges in terms of the people we're seeking to assist as well. Some people don't get what they would like and can become very demanding and in some cases threatening. So there are challenges. We're not immune to those, but we've seen God's hand in really guiding us and helping us through those.
Do you see you and your family staying there for as long as you can see? Is this going to be your life?
I believe so, unless God calls me elsewhere. And I think if God called me elsewhere, it's quite likely that would be within the Southern African region. That would be how I would perceive it. It may be to some of the other countries around Zimbabwe, or even possibly the rural areas in Zimbabwe where there are different and some very challenging needs. So we'll see, but that's our home for the moment. My wife's Zimbabwean, and I don't know if I mentioned on air. I'm forgetting now. We've adopted two children ourselves.
Yes, yeah. And, but you can say it again.
Great. good. So that's
I think
really
he's keen on them for good reason.
So that's our home at the moment.
Yes, it's a truly inspirational work. What at the end of the day? I mentioned those tough days.
Mm.
What keeps you going?
I'm passionate about God. I'm passionate about God's love for everyone, and I'm passionate about God's love for the poor. God's revealed that many times through his word. I shared on Sunday at Pittwater Uniting Church, and the word that God really put on my heart was remember the poor. When Paul went up to, he shares about in Galatians 2, when Paul went up to the Jerusalem, the leadership in Jerusalem, and they blessed his ministry and said, go, we give you our blessing, and we pray for God's anointing on you as you minister to the Gentiles. All we ask is that you would remember the poor.
Yes.
And Paul said, the very thing that I'm eager to do. And I've just seen that in many ways. It's impacted me greatly. And I love it as well. Working with people and helping people and showing God's love to people is such a blessing. On the tough days, I still get up and feel, and the tough days may include just having a huge to-do list. but I'm passionate about what I do. We have a great team, and I just count it such a privilege. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else other than doing what God would have me do.
Martin Barrow, you're an absolute inspiration. I thank you so much for joining us tonight on Open House. If people want to find you on the website, and maybe even help, where do they go?
Great. Our website is www.ourneighbours.org, and we'd love to hear from you.
Martin, thanks so much. Wish you well.
Great.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.